So, you see what this means. For Luther, the external sign of the sacrament is not just bread and wine, but Christ's body and blood. It's there whether you believe it or not. It has a kind of objective reality for Luther that it doesn't for Zwingli. For Zwingli, any kind of participation in Christ's body and blood is dependent on us, on our faith. We remember Christ's suffering, his suffering body, his shedding of blood. It's really a mental, memorial remembrance. It's dependent on what we do in our hearts and in our minds. For Luther, the presence of Christ's body and blood is not dependent on our minds. It's not dependent on what we think. It's not dependent on our faith. And this is going to become an interesting distinction between Luther and the Reformed. For Luther, less depends on faith than for the Reformed, despite the fact that they agree about this justification by faith alone. For Luther, less depends on faith, precisely because faith depends on something external, which needs to be there in order for faith to take hold of it. So the body and blood of Christ has to be there to strengthen our faith so that our faith can build on it, rather than building everything on our faith. Luther doesn't want to build everything on our faith. He wants to build faith on something external, like God's word and the sacrament. So, for Luther, the body of Christ is present in the sacrament in an external and bodily way. The body of Christ is present in the sacrament the way bodies are. It's not merely a spiritual presence. It's not made present by our spirituality, by our faith, by anything in us. And that's why the body of Christ is quite simply in the bread. Now, let me mention very briefly, it is hard to give a good, clear statement of the disagreement here. I've tried my best, but it is important to see that for Zwingli kept on saying, well, you know, this is not a really terribly important disagreement. And Luther kept on saying, oh, it's a terribly important disagreement. And Zwingli saying, well, look, we at least got rid of that Catholic stuff about transubstantiation, and we agree that there's a sort of spiritual participation in Christ's body and blood through our faith. So what's the disagreement about? It's about the presence of Christ, says Luther. You're taking Christ out of the supper. You're taking Christ away from us. This is a big deal for Luther. Once again, it's this issue of if you're on the right and you're looking at someone from the left, they're beyond the pale. They're way out there. This is a bad, bad thing. Whereas if you're on the left and you're looking at someone on the right, they're rather narrow and constricted, but they're okay. I mean, they can stay in their narrow box if they want to, but they're not bad people just because they're a little bit narrow. They can stay inside that narrow place. So left-right disagreements. Left-right disagreements tend to be asymmetrical in that way. If you're on the right, you'll tend to think the disagreement is a big deal. If you're on the left, you'll tend to think it's not such a big deal. And so the structure of the argument was that the Reformed kept on trying to make compromises and come to agreements with the Lutherans, and Luther kept on saying, no, this disagreement is too important. Stop trying to agree with me all the time. Have you ever had that experience where someone is trying to say to you, oh, well, we don't really disagree, and you're trying to persuade them, no, if you're clear-headed, you'll see that we do disagree. I am trying to disagree with you. I'm trying to tell you why you're wrong. And you can go ahead and disagree back, but please don't say that I'm not disagreeing with you. I am. And then there's this underlying disagreement, which I think is the crucial thing. And that's about the nature of spirituality and the religious power of external things. Luther is an externalist in a certain sense. He wants us to turn away from our own hearts, look at something external. He doesn't want us looking inside of ourselves. Even though faith is an inward thing, faith looks outward, away from itself. That's external word and sacrament. I think that's the underlying religious difference between Luther and Zwingli, is that outward turn in Luther's faith. Well, they did try to patch it up. There's a very crucial and famous meeting in 1529. After Luther and Zwingli exchanged a number of treatises, full-length books attacking each other's position, Zwingli still wanted to make peace. Luther was willing to give it a try. They meet in the middle in a place called Marburg in Germany. The Swiss have to go a little further, but they meet at a more or less neutral territory. And they have a 3-4-day colloquy called the Marburg Colloquy, a conference, as it were. It's striking. There's supposed to be four principal discussants in this colloquy, Luther and Melanchthon on one side, and Zwingli and a man named Ecolampadius on the other. And Zwingli and his partner, Ecolampadius, take turns talking,